There was another round of protests against speeding cars Tuesday night. This one was in Jackson Heights after three children died there. It's part of a growing call to lower speed limits around the city, particularly around schools. As WNYC's Kate Hines reports, curtailing speeds within a quarter mile of a school would translate into more than two-thirds of streets in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx.
At a city council hearing 2 weeks ago, Gary Eckstein said that even after the death of his 12-year-old son, his wife can prove that cars still speed down his Brooklyn street.
Just yesterday morning, Amy used a borrowed radar gun to clock the speed of vehicles traveling in front of our home on Prospect Park West, where Sammy was killed. In the span of approximately 15 minutes, 25 vehicles, many of them large commercial vehicles, exceeded the 30-mile-per-hour limit.
At that same city council hearing, council members, some of them reeling from recent pedestrian fatalities in their districts, considered legislation that would lower the speed limit in some residential neighborhoods to 20 miles per hour. One big stumbling block? That would require the approval of the state legislature. But there is a loophole. Here's Assistant Transportation Commissioner Kate Slevin testifying at the hearing.
We can do 15 to 24 miles per hour within a quarter mile of a school.
WNYC's data news team mapped those areas. Here's the upshot. 55% of all New York City streets are within a quarter mile of a school. In Manhattan, that number climbs to 75%. I described the map to Jimmy Vacca, who chairs the council's transportation committee.
Those are very significant numbers.
Vacca says he'd push for legislation in the council to limit speeds in those areas.
I would say let's do it.
The idea is gaining acceptance, even from some people who normally bristle when it comes to regulation.
I'm not concerned about that. I'm not concerned at all about that.
Michael Wallace is with the Metropolitan Taxicab Board of Trade. He says the 5,200 medallion owners he speaks for are in favor of lowering the speed limit.
I have never heard of a taxi driver getting gratuitously ticketed for speeding on side streets, okay?
A spokesman for Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio says that in general, he supports lower speed limits. But the council isn't waiting. Vacca says he'd like to bring a bill to the full council for a vote even before the new mayor is sworn in. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.